them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've said, you know, from people I'm trying to help, you know, I'd rather have them be an employee than be a friend. An employee is supposed to do what they're told. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some of these friendship deals, they take advantage of you. And you have to just stop and say, hey, what's going on here? I think I'm putting more into this deal than they are. And I'm kind of tired of that because I feel like I'm carrying the whole deal. Well, those things will drive you to a wreck. And many times it causes great, great problems and great hurt because there are misunderstandings. And sometimes it's the wife or the husband in the of the partner that's saying, well, I just don't think you're paid enough for what you do. Well, then there's problems ahead. Mm-hmm. There are problems ahead. And you know, I heard Mike Murdoch say when I went to his seminar in February, he talked about having a nest without thorns. You really need to have that same thing in a partnership. It needs to be a nest without thorns. Mm. Yes. And you need to get away from it if there's problems there. Yes. And sometimes these problems just cause grievous things to happen. Now, if resentment starts getting in your life and you don't deal with that, you're going to break down physically. Mm-hmm. And we see that in marriages. We see that in business. But you've got to take care of the temple of Holy Spirit.
Really, that's so important.
You have really got to guard your boundaries and don't just let anybody walk in. For example, that's why we have a lock on the front door of our house. Mm-hmm. I don't want just anybody going down the street saying they're going to drop in and hang out. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. And even to respect our friends, we don't just drop in on them. We'll make a call ahead of time.
Yes.
But I think that is so important. If you want to keep things really right in your lifestyle here, you can't be unequally yoked with unbelievers that don't have the same values you have.
Mm-hmm. That's so important, Darren. It goes on in 2 Corinthians 6:14 here that says, well, and we were talking about partnershipping with someone who loves iniquity and lawlessness, who likes to cheat or likes to, well, you know, we don't need to tell them that we got this contract, and not disclosing things honestly. That's so sad. And how can light have fellowship with darkness? It can't. It absolutely cannot. Verse 17 then goes on to say, so come out from among them and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord, and touch not any unclean thing. Then I will receive you kindly and treat you with favor. See, if you're asking for favor from the Lord or blessing or a wonderful new job, you're asking for that and you're mixing in with the wrong crowd. You've got to separate yourself first before the Lord will identify you or recognize you and give you that favor and blessing you need.
Well, you know, I had a man working for me named Joe, and we flew out of Denver together, and we came back, and he had parked the car, and we came back, and he was at the old Stapleton Airport, but he parked on level one. I said, Joe, we cannot afford that. Why did you park here? Oh, no problem. I went on level two and back down the ramp and parked on level one. I said, Joe, I said, then we're stealing from the city and county of Denver here.
Oh, my goodness.
So I said, now, I'll tell you what. So when funny. You get up there, you repent. You tell them what you did. Now, I cut him some slack because he hadn't been born again for a mm-hmm. long, long time.
But see, you were teaching him in the
process. I was. But also, I didn't want to bring a curse on my situation by condoning sin.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we have friendships. I won't even say partnerships, but just friendships. And they do things that you can't tolerate with what you know to be true and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to address that situation and say, I can't be a part of that, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to stiff anybody just to save a few bucks. I'm
yes.
just not going to do that.
That's right. We had a call from a woman who is married to a very perverse man. And the elders of her church actually did the spiritual thing and went to the man and talked to him and told him he must leave her home because he's not only in an affair, but he's doing all kinds of profane things.
Doing drugs.
And she is allowing that to happen. And the elders actually called her aside and said, if you don't do something, your children will be destroyed by this spirit. And so, Darren, we have to recognize these things that people bring with them are spiritual.
And the destruction on those children has already started.
Oh, absolutely. So she has to do something. Now, if she has to leave the home, is she the adulterer? No, she isn't. And that's why Darren and I have the divorce and remarriage series, because we believe that some of these situations are so complex and so complicated that you need to know how much God loves the person that is fighting against the profanity and the defilement and the sin in a marriage, especially. But also this can be in a business, like you were saying with this man, trying to get by, you know, by cheating.
See, he thought he was doing me a real favor. Number one, of course, when you park on level one, you've got immediate access to your automobile.
That's right.
But he thought, look at the money we're saving. And I said, hey, man, we don't rip them off. What's going on with you? Mm-hmm. But I just think this, too, and talking about this young mother that you're alluding to here, you know, what she's doing is putting tacit consent on her husband's behavior. She is becoming as guilty as he is mm-hmm. in what's going on.
Yes.
And I believe God's going to hold her accountable for not stepping up to the plate and saying, we won't have that in our house. I won't have that around my children. If you want to live that way, I'm out of here.
That's right.
And I think that's even to saying, okay, you're not going to change, and this man's had many opportunities to change. I know the
yes,
situation
over
fairly
the years,
well.
Many.
He's had a lot of opportunities to change. I'm out of here, and yes, there will be a divorce.
Well,
because
Darren,
I can't keep my children here.
And the listener is saying, how can you say that? And we can say that because in Ephesians 5:22, it says, wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. That little phrase right there says that wife does not have to do anything or be under a covering of sin and perversion. She lives in submission to that husband as long as that husband is pure and a godly man. But when he begins to doing perverse things and asking her to join in, associating with those things, she can walk out from there. As to the Lord means a lot in a marriage.
Okay, now sooner or later the kids are going to see the drugs. Or
yes,
the pornography, or the perversion. Now, what happens when your son becomes a teenager? He's going to follow, very probably, in the steps of his father. And then he can look at mom and say, well, now listen, you let dad do it. Mm-hmm. You didn't throw dad out, or you didn't walk out, or whatever. Evidently, you condoned it. Now, so why are you all over my case about me taking some drugs and doing things like that?
Yes.
And parents, I'm telling you, sooner or later, you pay. And that's why you have to go to the line, you have to meet the issues head on, and not put up with it. Don't tolerate it. Don't put your... See, you're really, by allowing it, you are putting your stamp of approval on it.
Well, I'm so thankful she does go to a godly church, because the elders have really been involved in this.
Yes, they have. I admire them.
And they have said, you know, if you continue in this, you will not get the blessing from the Lord. You will not get His favor in your life. And
that's
absolutely true. If we're under that spiritual... perversive covering. And husbands, listen, wives, your husband is your spiritual covering. God made that to protect you. If he's perverse and profane and defiled, that comes sifting down and through into your life.
Now, I want to talk about the covering deal. God has set up a structure in the spirit world and spiritual laws, and what the covering does filters down, like you say, through the whole family. Now, I'm also saying I could talk both to husbands and to wives. We've seen perversion on both sides. You cannot tolerate that and allow that to go on. Now, I know a couple, in fact, a doctor, and I watched him go through medical school, and he got out and he started a wonderful practice. But he and his wife were very perverse in their conversation around their children. Mm-hmm. Their children are going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, mm-hmm. straight out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who planted the seeds in those? And they were lovely little kids. I saw them when they were born and watched them grow up. And their minds are twisted, and now they're very perverse, and they're out there in the world doing what the world does.
Mm.
And now the parents are divorced, and they're dating around and messing around, and the thing's not changed.
Yes.
And it's because a little seed was back there in the past, and now it's a big seed, and now there's a whole crop, and it's a bad crop.
Oh.
Now, I look at a scripture here in Philippians 2:2. Beware of the dogs or evil men. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of false circumcision. See, you cannot go on with this evil in your midst. You have to challenge that.
Yes, you really do.
You got to stand up against it.
And you ask, Even as a wife, yes, you do. When that perversion comes into your family life, you as a wife need to stand up and to the things of God. We're going to say more about this in the second half of this. This is so good, Darren, and it's good for me too, because every day people walk into our lives that want to touch us or want to be part of us, and we've got to be discerning about good and evil.
And see, I believe that we were saying